Hey, let's chat about choosing the best tool for the job. When the pressure's on, you find out what's really built for the moment. That's true late in the fourth quarter of a big game. And it's true when there's work to get done on a deadline. On the job site, conditions change. The clock keeps moving. And the tools you reach for have to be ready to handle it again and again. That's why DeWalt tests its tools under real-world conditions that push even the best tools to their limit. Only then does a tool earn the DeWalt badge. So when the pressure is high and the work needs to get done, DeWalt tools are built to perform, built to last, and built to finish strong. DeWalt, guaranteed tough. Available at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. It's Saturday. The tailgate crew is on the way. You've got the cooler iced, comfortable seating, and oof, where's the charcoal for the grill? No worries. That's when Express Delivery from the Home Depot can help. Order in the app or online, get what you need delivered fast, and track it along the way so you can get set up in time for kickoff. Get what you need even faster with Express Delivery from the Home Depot. Subject to availability, restrictions and fees apply.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Okay. The news we've been waiting for.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Yes, he's back.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Bless you. You're a genius, man. Way to sign him.
Football's pretty simple.
Earlier on the show, ESPN college football analyst Josh Pate. ESPN senior writer Seth Wickersham. Coming up, Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour 3 of the Rich Eisen Show is here on the air. Disney Plus, ESPN app, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. First 2 hours in the book. Seth Wickersham has a book called Beyond That. He'll tell some great stories about Brady and Mahomes and Kobe and Sean McVay. And Hour 1, Josh Pate ran down his favorites for the college football season that's about to begin in earnest this coming weekend. If you missed any of it, there is our podcast, all 3 hours. There is our YouTube channel. There is the Disney Plus page, all 3 hours. You can watch it back whenever you darn well please. It's one of the things we love about being part of this Disney world, if you will. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We're going to take your phone calls. Listen, sometimes hosts say things to tease, to keep you staying tuned, to listen. That is not why I'm saying what I'm about to say. I have no idea when Jim Harbaugh is joining us this hour. He's in a team meeting.
All right.
And, you know, if it's... Jim's got things to say to the Chargers. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Like the Los Angeles Chargers are getting set to start this season against the Arizona Cardinals at home. Two Sundays. So he's got things to say, and I have no idea how long it's going to take for him to say them. So stay tuned. He's supposed to join us this hour. Happy to have him join us this hour. He's my guy. So just don't know. So stay tuned.
Did you see that they just signed
Justin Herbert's brother,
yeah, Patrick, who's a tight end.
Okay.
So maybe he's
Herbert to Herbert
working on getting him to the Hall of Fame, too.
I should ask Jim, like, hey, because he came in here and he said, you know, he woke up in the middle of the night one day and yeah, he just looked at the ceiling and just like, I got to get Justin Herbert to the Hall of Fame. So should I ask him what he's waking up and thinking about now?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, he's sleeping.
Got to get Patrick to the Hall of Fame.
Got to get Patrick.
All right.
You never know.
Another big signing in the NBA. I don't know.
What do we got?
Taco Fall is now a Philadelphia 76.
Okay.
Basically going to win the championship.
Interesting.
Stealing all our players.
So Taco will play when Embiid takes a fall.
Look at you, Richard.
Right?
Just turning.
Just another guy. Another guy who looks like those air balloons outside of a car dealership.
You mean the wacky inflatable?
I'm sorry. Yeah. Everyone's just chasing what I have right now. So I'm kind of, I'm new to this thing. You know what I mean? I'm like kind of nouveau riche.
Well, it took you 53 years.
I know it did.
I love Taco Fall.
I get it. I'm new to it. It's orange and blue skies, baby.
You see, the Boston mayor gave Jaylen Brown the key to the city.
Did he really?
Now they're going to name a street after.
That's amazing.
And he's probably going to get his jersey retired.
Well, so, and does Jason Tatum's ways take him around that street?
They,
see what I'm saying? You see where I'm going on this one?
He's got
he's trying to get what I've got.
I already
You're trying to get what I've got.
I have it already.
And do you want some?
The guy's name really Taco?
Yeah,
that's what I've been trying to
figure out. Yeah, but it's T-A-C-K-O.
And he's like 7'5".
He's very tall.
Yeah, I wouldn't say what I just said to his face.
Well, you couldn't say it to his face unless you were
Yeah, I'd have to get a stepladder to say it to his face. I'd say it more to his thigh.
Yeah.
Got it?
His midsection.
No, I know you have what I have.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I know what you had what I have. I currently have it. I use the present tense.
Okay, great.
As a Knick fan.
I want it.
You want it.
Need it.
You got to have it.
Got to have it. I need more cowbell, baby.
As the host of this program, and also, if you will, the owner and CEO of Rich Eisen Productions.
Hey, now.
I mean, that is kind of true.
You know, I have a lot of responsibilities.
Yeah.
The buck stops here, essentially, is what I'm saying.
Right.
Or the and buck it just comes depends. I don't know how many bucks... You know, by the way, a buck apparently is stopping on this program Wednesday, Baker Mayfield.
Oh,
hey.
Oh.
But listen, I've got tough decisions to make while also making sure the morale here that we team build.
Yeah.
So every year prior to the football season, we have a shindig, a dig of the shin. And we have for the last few years. Held a fantasy football draft for this sort of thing.
Yep.
Last night, we held our fantasy draft, and it's named after the guy whose art, you know, whose portrait was on the wall in that awesome spot in Kansas City.
Right. Random restaurant we went to.
Right. Yeah, and there's the room was named after him, and we took over that room.
We took over his name.
And he had a cowboy hat on, which is why on the photograph that we took on the pawn shop last night, that Don Bowie was wearing a cowboy hat. He has nothing else. I mean, he's a Saints fan, USC Trojan from out here. Yeah, I know. He showed up in a cowboy hat because he's also the coordinating producer of Women's Sports Now. I sent that to Susie. I'm like, look at Don. And she wrote back, why?
Well, there is a reason.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah. We are. Look at all. We're smiling.
He won the league last.
Thanks again to the Pawn Shop for Pawn Shop LA for hosting us. And the food's great. The service great. Oh God, the place is great. So you got the other. You got that other photograph of the other. There we go. There's the rest of the room.
We're
right.
Divided.
And the guy on the right, Don Monaco, sweetheart of a guy. We share. You and I, TJ, we share rooting interests. He's a Cowboy fan and a Michigan Wolverine fan.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, sweetheart of a guy, directs this show more often than not. And the reason why I bring it up is he's on our text chain because Don Bowie, sweetheart with the cowboy hat, invited him on. There's a reason why John was not on the text chain.
He's been in the league all 3 years.
He has been. The reason why he is not on the text chain has nothing to do with him as a person.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Nothing to do with him as a professional. And nothing to do with him as a fantasy football player. Reason why is because he doesn't have an iPhone. And the text chain was all blue.
All blue, baby.
Until.
He could take his. I can't look at him anymore right now. I'm just going to take it down. Just can't look at him. And Don added him to the text chain. I didn't know last night when it's time to start texting smack to people. I turned to you and I'm like, why is the text chain green?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you say Don added him.
Yeah, I didn't have an answer. I was like, I don't know. It appears that someone added him. And then Don goes, I go, Don, did you add him? He goes, yeah.
Why wouldn't he add him, right?
Because the text chain is green.
I'm just saying.
And that messes with the whole system. You know, you got to be on an internet connection sometimes for it to go through. And then it says it sent its text message, whatever the hell.
Yeah.
It's not good. It
screwed you up.
And it pisses me off.
Yeah.
Now then, I have to come at this also as the guy top of the flow chart, I want to keep everyone happy. Mm-hmm. So I now turn to the commissioner of the league and say, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it?
What am I going to do about it? Am I going to kick him off the text chain?
Yes, I do.
Rich tried to take him off the text chain.
No, you didn't want him on in the first place.
You did.
And so that's why he had been kind of left off.
Right.
And we're just dealing with him offline. And then, look, Don's the commission. Don's the winner, the reigning champ. It is his wish to have him on. What am I going to deny the champion?
This is just an outrage.
I mean, what if we got league business? You can't just take somebody off.
You did threaten to take him off last night, which was, you know, an act of war almost.
I don't control. Do I have the ability to kick him off the text chain?
I think anyone can take anyone off at any point. Or you can just be like me and just leave a text chain in the middle of the night.
So I could do this right now on the air?
Yeah, I'm advising you as the commissioner to not do that.
What do you mean?
If you remove him from the text,
do you want somebody?
I am going to dock you.
Dock me
five waiver dollar fab.
That's absurd.
If you remove him,
you're going to fine me.
I'm going to fine you
five. So I would have everyone's got $200 on waiver wire.
Yep.
I kick him off the text chain, make it blue, and you enjoy the benefits of it.
It's kind of worth it. Go for it.
I don't know what is the benefit.
Absolutely worth it.
The color.
If Monaco could speak,
then we put him back on. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Don't do it.
Damn right it's me.
Don't do it.
I don't think I have the chance, opportunity to do it right.
Look,
now.
I spent like 5 minutes.
You can't kick anyone out.
Everyone's phone.
I would leave the conversation. You can't have somebody leave the conversation. No, I think
does it even fix it?
I think you can remember.
I feel like once you go green, you're stuck.
Is that right? You can never go back? Is that what you're saying?
You can go back. I don't even know if you have the
option. Once you go black?
Okay. Do I?
Again, we all understood it, TJ. We knew what he was getting at.
Maybe they didn't. People at home don't know everything.
If Jim joins, I got to ask him, what do I do? Does he have a text chain where there's non
or green?
Yeah. And then you heart something and somebody says John hearted it.
Well, I think that's been fixed.
You know? Oh, have they fixed
that
it?
That was Don's. Yeah.
Let's try. Hey, Monaco, send a text right now.
They do now talk. Android and iOS do talk to each other. But do you think people who only have Androids and they're on Android group texts, do you think they look down on iPhone users the way we look down on Android users?
Who's the blue guy?
They can't tell. No, they can't tell.
They can't tell?
No.
It's green already. Why can't we tell?
Mm-hmm.
I love how he's just changing the camera.
No, I just think everyone. Oh, is John
purposely not taking you?
Yeah, he's back there.
What's up, John? Will you stop this madness and get the proper phone for all of us?
John, are you telling him to leave
right now so I can see what it looks like?
Oh, he said no. He's not gonna. No. He's not gonna get
no.
it.
No.
Oh, hey, no.
No.
I can't kick him out. You can't kick somebody out of a chain.
Yes, you can. If you go down to their name, you can just slide it to the right and it says remove.
Mm.
But it'll cost you $5.
Five fantasy waiver dollars. Could you imagine? I try to pick somebody up in week 12 and I can't.
Because you're out.
Because I'm out of money.
Or it's a $5 pickup and you only have four.
Oh, dude. I don't know.
You
I think
no
it's worth it.
But yourself.
I think it's worth it. I've got such a great team anyway.
Do you?
All right. I've made my point. I think everybody who sees this video
is going to disagree.
Comment. Go ahead.
Please read
the comment. Can we put like a poll?
I can post a poll on Twitter right now. I don't know how to do that on YouTube.
Okay. We could.
What would you like the poll to say?
Is it an annoying when should you kick somebody out of the text chain if they don't have the same phone as everybody else?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like are Android users pissed that the iPhone turns it blue?
That's what I'm saying.
Does that do it for them? I wouldn't know.
It doesn't work in reverse.
It doesn't work.
So they don't even know.
You can't reverse the polarity
in a green world.
You can't live. Oh, is that real?
They don't see blue.
They're text blind.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're Midwest.
All right. You got the AFC West preview ready to go. How about you? You go first, Chris Brown.
Oh, nice.
Here we go. Just be careful. The Chargers have already zoomed in. You never know if Jim's going to be hearing.
Well, that's great.
We should probably save this.
I think they're going to be happy because I think the Los Angeles Chargers win the AFC West.
Attaboy.
I am fully on board with them making the leap on offense with Mike McDaniel.
Yes.
A healthy offensive line. Armarian Hampton. I'm curious to see how Keaton Mitchell is used in this offense.
I'm with you.
Quentin Johnston as the deep threat with Didi back to being a WR1, and I think they take it. I think they also, the Denver Broncos, right there. It's going to be a neck-and-neck race all season long. I think both teams make the playoffs. Two playoff teams from the AFC West. I don't think Kansas City finishes above 500, and I think the Raiders are once again picking in the top five.
All right, what do you got over there, TJ? What do you have? Same thing?
I wish we'd done this a little bit later.
Why? Today.
Well, because coming in at number four, I got the Raiders.
Okay.
Defense, Jay Felly. I just think that they're the fourth best team in that division. Now, here's the thing. I think the AFC West is sending three teams to the playoffs, Chris.
So do I.
So I got the Chargers finishing third.
Oh.
I got the Chiefs finishing second.
Okay.
And I got the Broncos running it back. But I feel like these top three teams, like I said, they all make the playoffs.
Well, as you know, I'm accused of being a passionate Chiefs fan or somebody who's afraid to piss off Eric Stonestreet. That's what you accuse me every single time.
Why not both?
Every single time.
I mean, the facts present themselves.
I understand that, but I can shoot you straight.
My case is airtight.
I can shoot you straight. Always. I love when the Raiders are good.
It's good for business.
Jason Feller, I hope that you're a happy guy.
Thank you.
But at the end of the day, this is a very deep end of the pool, and they're still dipping their toe in. They're fourth. I'm putting the Chiefs third.
Whoa.
I'm putting the Chiefs third.
Oh, man.
I need to see what's going on defense and then who's catching the ball other than Kelce and or maybe Rashee Rice. I am keen to see what Kenneth Walker III looks like. Can we get a 1,000-yard rusher for Mahomes or what?
Really?
Yeah. Okay. And then I'm with you. Broncos, Chargers.
Awesome. Yeah.
And I wish I could do 1-1A, but you can't. So I'm just going to go with the, I love their new offensive. You know how I feel about McDaniel. Chris O'Leary is the new defensive coordinator. Jesse Minter is as great as they come. I just don't know if that's going to be seen on the field defensively or not. But I think three teams get in. I think the Chiefs win enough games, they get in. And the Chargers and the Broncos, I do believe, play in the last game of the regular season. And let me make sure that I am correct on that. And they do. And it's in Denver. And I'm just going to say I'm going to shoot my shot and say that's game 260, whatever.
Yeah, I was just going to say that too. Yeah, I think that's the last game. That's for the division.
Right. And, that's my AFC West preview right here. Jim Harbaugh is going to join us, I believe, in now 19 minutes' time. He's talking. He's talking to the team.
Talking to the team.
We're going to finish the show with him. He's going to finish things up with us. When it comes to your home, Pella Windows and Doors are the experts at taking care of you and your home. At Pella, they find the products that meet your needs, and their experts install them, which means working with a great company that builds and installs a quality product with real pricing, real simple, really beautiful. And when a trusted name like Pella chooses to partner with the Rich Eisen Show, that says a lot. Make 0% financing options that are available for you right now. Certain restrictions apply. Find your local Pella Windows and Doors showroom today at Pella.com/Eisen for details. Make life brighter with Pella Windows and Doors. I'm going to take a break. During the break, I'm going to make our text chain bluer. Replace your worn-out wiper blades during O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Receive 2x O'Rewards points and save $10 when you purchase a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. They will even install them for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Rich Eisen here for Gusto. After all these years talking to athletes, coaches, entertainers, and people at the top of what they do, one thing is pretty clear. Success usually depends on getting the details right. For small business owners, that includes payroll, hiring, onboarding, benefits, the work that keeps everything moving, even if it's not the reason you started the business in the first place. That's why there's Gusto. Gusto is online payroll and benefits software built for small businesses. It's all-in-one, remote-friendly, and incredibly easy to use, so you can pay, hire, onboard, and support your team from anywhere.
Automatic payroll tax filing, simple direct deposits, health benefits, commuter benefits, workers' comp, 401k, you name it. Gusto makes it simple and has options for nearly every budget. And it's all built to save you time with built-in automated tools for offer letters, onboarding docs, direct deposit, and more. Plus, you get unlimited payroll runs for one monthly price. No hidden fees, no surprises. Try Gusto today at gusto.com/rich and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/rich. One more time, gusto.com/rich.
The greats don't shy away from change. They attack it head on with confidence, preparation, and a clear strategy. KPMG LLP and their transformation professionals work with organizations across industries using their advanced AI to help them move faster, work smarter, and adapt with purpose. Because in today's business environment, winning teams don't react to change, they shape it. Learn more at visit.kpmg.us/velocity.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Breaking news here in Southern California, and this is massive, actually.
It really is.
You got it? Go ahead and hit it. Hit it.
Here it comes.
And Maria, I see.
Breaking news.
Christopher, this is really happening. I hadn't even heard a whiff of a rumor or a hint of this happening.
No, me neither.
But it is going to happen.
This is definitely happening. Yeah, according to Sam Farmer of the LA Times.
Which means what you're about to say is true.
Is true. Yes, yeah, Stan Kroenke, his sports group, Kroenke Sports Entertainment, they are acquiring the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Wow.
They announced today that it has entered a definitive agreement to acquire controlling interest of the Angels from the Marino family.
Wow.
Transaction is expected to close in the first quarter of 2027.
Do we know how much it is?
I have not seen a price yet. But Stan Kroenke, who, you know, as you know, owns the Rams and everything over here in Inglewood, the Colorado Avalanche, the Denver Nuggets, Arsenal, he is acquiring the Angels.
And what do all of his teams do?
Just win, baby.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They do. And guess what the Angels have not done?
Well, it's been a long time.
They don't win.
It's been a long time.
Hey, listen,
almost 25 years.
Right. Socha, Percival, Darren Erstad, you know, Garrett Anderson, may he rest in peace, Tim Salmon.
That was a long time.
They're not walking through. Erstad's not walking through that door.
Yeah,
and so many Angels fans here. We're going to the stadium on Wednesday, and
I love going
Angels
fans.
Angels fans are about to get an upgrade, considerable upgrade. Like, they know how to run organizations. They know how to run a business in that world of sports, and they know how to spend money in the right way. And man, are Angels fans going to be happy about this? They should be. They should be.
Wow. That's stunning.
I thought the Marino family was never going to sell.
Never. You know, I feel like they almost did recently, and
right.
then he kind of backed
didn't.
He backed out of the deal.
Right. Like, two things are certain.
Yeah.
Moreno's never selling, and Trout's not leaving. Well, no matter how many people think he should be leaving.
Or asked to leave.
But that would be, how amazing would that be if Trout has, like, a Stafford-like run?
Here for it.
You know
I'm
what I mean?
Watching Mike
like
Trout
Stafford,
play.
How old is Trout?
He's got to be, what, 34, 35?
Right. Like, he was the age that Stafford was when he first got here.
He's 35.
Right. And so he's been like playing for the Detroit Lions for all those years.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's about to play for the Rams. I don't think I'm off on this front. Like, we're waiting to see what Trout can do in friggin' October.
Mm-hmm.
Like, make a run. And you know that's what the Kroenkes are going to do. They're going to come in and they're going to figure this thing out. And the Dodgers have gotten some competition. Yeah. You know? The Dodgers have gotten some competition in this town. If Kroenke is taking this thing over and is going to run it like the Rams and the Nuggets and the Avalanche and Arsenal.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And, you know, the bar is set. The bar is set in terms of, you know, obviously what the Dodgers have done. But in terms of, you know, competing and changing ownership and competing, hopefully the Angels can make it an Angels town like the Mets have made it a Mets town. since changing ownership there. No, this is a perfect comparison.
I get why you're still upset about
it. No, this is a perfect comparison. Look what the Mets have done since changing owners.
Dominated.
Yeah, they turned it into a Mets town.
We made it so an orange and blue team would win a championship.
That's all the Mets do is win, as opposed to what they were doing before.
What are the Yankees doing?
With all the money being spent in, huh? What?
What are the Yankees doing?
I made a World Series.
Did you win?
Made a World Series. Ooh. Wow, have your expectations changed?
Hey, it's a different world. Years. We're in a different world now.
Trust me,
I want to win it all. I get it. But that is the template. Change owners, get a lot more money in the pipeline, change it into an Angels town.
Just like
the Mets have done in New York. Just ask Juan Soto and his great returns he's given the Mets.
This guy.
That's jealousy.
This guy, that's right? What do you mean? I'm not jealous. What am I jealous of?
You've been jealous ever since.
What am I jealous of?
Why did you bring the limo story back up?
Of a bird flipping, awkward dancing, you know,
ball with legs? Do I need to bring the limo back up?
Is that what I'm jealous of? Letting the polar bear walk?
You're jealous.
Is that what I'm jealous of?
Jealous of the Mets.
Yeah. Let's take Bo Bichette.
At the time, I thought it was
work on that one.
Bo flows.
Oh no!
But Angels fans, you're about to, in all seriousness, see an upgrade.
Yeah, yeah. If you're an Angels fan and you don't go to the games anymore, get ready to go back to the games. You should be more than excited. The
ballpark is very nice.
I love going down.
Getting there ain't easy. And getting there is just like we're calling it the Los Angeles Angels. Is that what we're doing?
Well, you know,
because I live in Los Angeles County, that ain't in it.
That's true.
I wonder if the Kroenke family will change even that.
I said this earlier, not
California
knowing this
Angels
was coming.
Again.
Go back to the California Angels.
Yeah, it's the Golden State Warriors, even though they play in San Francisco now.
They had the best uniforms. Yeah. They had the cool logo.
Go back to California.
That'd be
come
cool.
out to the coast.
Because no one in Los Angeles cares about the Angels, so might as well.
I wouldn't say that, it is a Dodger town and always will be.
Yeah, so,
you know,
it's kind of like the Clippers, you know,
no
matter how much we try.
Right. And I know Clipper fans are like, hey, we had Ballmer come in and we're still waiting. Kroenke's got that track record. I'm excited for Angels fans.
Yeah. Angels fans should be pumped.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, honestly, they're 53-85, and I know I'm speaking out of turns of Mets fan, but, like, what do you think that something's going to get turned around?
Ownership matters a lot.
I think it does. And I think, yes.
Okay.
It sure does.
You put the resources and the dollars back into the team.
Certainly if you know how to run sports organizations around the globe,
exactly.
And the results are there. In hockey, basketball, Premier League, National Football League, they're all different in terms of the way fans are expected to watch a product, but they're also different in a way of caps and how you can spend. And to figure out each one successfully, it takes a lot. It takes a lot, you know? So... congratulations, Angels fans. You're going to make it in Angels Town real soon. What? Just pointing out the obvious.
Who wins a World Series first?
What? Mets or Angels?
Well, that or Angels or Dodgers.
I think the... why don't you ask me in November 1st before... honestly, dude.
I don't think the Dodgers win this year.
Okay.
I'm on record.
But you think the Angels are going to win one before the Dodgers get it?
Indiana won the Natty last year.
That's fine. That's
anything true. Can happen That's in sports now.
Let me explain to you, Chris, what's not going to happen, though, is the Angels winning the World Series before the Dodgers.
Okay.
Running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one helps your business grow. The challenge is finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply. We take a break, and when we come back, my guy, my coach, Jim Harbaugh.
Quick break to tell you some game time tips. When you're hosting during football season, you've got to be ready for every kind of craving. Somebody wants fresh pizza. Somebody wants crispy wings. Somebody's asking if they're sliders. That's when you need more than one call in the playbook. Frigidaire offers ranges and wall ovens with over 15 cooking modes, so you can tackle hosting with confidence. There's stone-baked pizza for restaurant-quality pizza in as little as 2 minutes. Air fry mode for crispy favorites, and air sous vide for juicy tender sliders. Plus, there's slow cook, no preheat, and more. Stone-baked pizza and air fry, both built right in your oven. That's the Game Time MVP combo. So when you're hosting before kickoff, Frigidaire helps you cover every craving. Available at the Home Depot. Outdoers get more done. Only when using stone-baked pizza mode. Cook time requires preheat and reheat and may vary based on ingredients.
It's Saturday. Kickoff's getting close, and your weekend project just hit a wall. You're short on materials, or you need one more tool for the job. Turns out that quick fix needs a quick assist. That's the perfect time to call an audible with express delivery from the Home Depot. Order in the app or online. Get what you need delivered fast and track updates along the way so you can finish your project in time for the first snap. Get what you need even faster with express delivery from the Home Depot. Subject to availability, restrictions, and fees apply.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Back here on the program, here on the show. Chris Ballard, who, as you know, pulls no punches, even though he's got the arms to follow through. Once again, showed up in a smedium at the podium today. A lot of general managers are holding press conferences. Jason Light held one in Tampa as well. Talking about Baker and how, you know, he goes, Baker's completely real. He wishes he was 10% more fake is what he said. He's 100% real. He wishes he'd been just 10% fake sometimes. That was a funny line. But anyway, Chris Ballard was asked about this whole business of NFL players having a court order to go back to college.
Did you have any rookies come to you wanting to go back and play college football?
No, it's the stupidest I've ever heard. Your entire life, I'll catch crap for this, but your entire life you fight to get up to the NFL. Okay, but now we're going to go back. Okay, that makes a lot of freaking sense.
is he wrong?
He's not wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not wrong. And players who see the opportunity to go back, you know, I'm wondering if that's going to be viewed as a red flag when they come out again.
Interesting.
If that's what a general manager in the home of the combine is thinking, that, oh, you work your ass off to get to the NFL, and because it doesn't work out in your first shot at it, or you get cut, instead of you trying to stick with it and finding your spot on a practice squad and working hard at it, you're going to go back to school like you're Thornton Mellon, triple into your way for Lane Kiffin, and then you're going to come back? And I'm wondering if that's going to be a metric that NFL teams will look at as a red flag, because you know there are some strange red flags that some teams have.
True.
And I don't know. You could also say that these kids are going to make more money with Lane Kiffin than they would have on a practice squad.
I think there's no doubt about that.
Right? So the whole thing that stinks is that if it is true, and Josh Pate made an allusion to it in hour one, that, oh, so there's this new rule that you get 5 years of eligibility in 5 years, right? That you can't do it 5 over 7 and anything like that. So this is what we're going to do. We'll give that fifth year of eligibility to people. And then there's some players that were in a school year prior to the 5 year window, you know, prior to, like, they had a cutoff of a class in the same way that there's cutoff for, you know, kids in, you know, public schools, grade schools, and private schools. Hey, today is actually the cutoff day in many of school systems around the country. Like, if, you know, Taylor was born on August 30th, so she was on the short end of it, and somebody else is on the longer end of it, September 1st. So the thing is that if there was a school that said, oh, you folks in 2022, you just went to the pros, and now they're allowing you retroactively to go into the pros another year of eligibility, like, what gives? You should sue. And if you do, why don't you sue in this court, and maybe we'll take you. That's the thing that kind of stinks.
Ugh. Hate it.
We're joined now by a man who, when he coached in college football, coached before the NFL was a feeder system to college. He's Jim Harbaugh of the Los Angeles Chargers. How are you, Coach? Good to see you.
Great to see you, Rich.
Good to see you. I guess I'll ask you that question. Did any of the Chargers players come to you and say, can you cut me sooner so I can go back to college? Did that happen at any point in the last
couple? No, that didn't happen here, no.
No. I know. It's kind of, it's kind of crazy in that world. How are you doing? Good to see you. What's going on?
Football. Football going on. We're focused on our football, man.
I bet you are, man. It is that football season. And do you wake up happier when you get closer to the season, Jim? Do you wake up happier as a person?
Yeah. Purposeful and, grateful and doing anything and everything that I can to do anything and everything for our team.
All right.
Grateful, but I also don't want to get out of work. So, ripping and running.
I bet. And I was told you just came out of a team meeting where you were speaking to the team. Anything you could share? Like, what is it like, 10 days before season, you're meeting with your group, you just cut down to 53, roster set. Like, what do you talk about now? Like, what do you do?
Today's meeting was one of my funnest meetings of the year, and important meetings of the year. It's electing the captains.
Okay.
For the team. So we just did that and it was incredible.
Okay. And so you sit there and watch the guys do it? Like what do you do? You just sit in the corner or are you part of this thing?
Oh yeah, I count the votes myself and the first year players that aren't eligible to be captain. Mm-hmm. So Akeem Mezidor, Jake Slaughter, Travis Burke, Brennan Thompson and Genesis Smith. We retired to an anterior room and we counted the votes. We like to do it old school. There's a ballot and that way there can't be any chicanery. we just have the witnesses, electronically. I mean, who knows what could happen, right?
I got you.
We don't want any of that stuff. So we had a great vote. Players voted and we have so many leaders on our team, probably the most I can ever think of in any team I've ever been on in terms of being a player or a coach. The amount of example setters, the amount of tone setters that we have and guys that lead on and off the field. I mean, just give you the perfect example of what to do. I mean, you want to know what to do, how to do it, when to do it. Guys, I would put it this way, that put their entire, not just their heart and soul. That's the way they approach this game and off the field as well. Just tremendous versions of themselves and the way they represent their families. And it just makes it so easy for, the rest of us, really. I mean, just watch them, study them. Emulate them. See if you can go make them proud of you. That standard that they set is incredible.
All right, so let's jump into it. Since I was an honorary captain for you once upon a time, Jim. I mean, who's not to turn you into my information man, but you want to announce who's in it? Who are your captains? You got that for me? Can I guess? Can I take a stab at some?
I guess I think we probably want to. I'm so tempted right now.
he wants to do it.
You're a Michigan guy. You're a Michigan man.
Does one run?
Let the organization
okay.
do that.
How about this? Is one rhyme with like Sherwin Shames? Does that rhyme? Does that okay? Very. That's one.
Are you awake?
Mustin Berbert.
Bustin Berbert.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah.
Is that right? Okay. Yes. Good one.
Very good.
All right. No, I got one. Schlemiel Schmack.
Yep.
Got that one.
Man with over 100. How many sacks?
That would be on a resume of a captain.
Yeah.
I think, Jim.
Yeah, It's incredible. I mean, some people have asked me the surprise player of the team. Who's the surprise player of the team, coach?
Yeah.
And I got a lot in my head, but like, I think the biggest one is Khalil Mack. He is, he's 35 years old. He, by all performance metrics, the tape, but also the strength and power, the speed and agility, the flexibility, mobility, all are at peak. Hmm. They're all PRs in his performance. And he has one of those Aura rings that has his biological clock at 6.5 years younger than his age. He plays like he's 22, right?
Yeah.
He looks like he's 22. I know when he's in the weight room and it looks that way. It's the example of if one man can do it, another man can do it. And if human history has shown us or told us anything, if one man can do something, then others can and should be able to do it and certainly attempt it. Incredible example for us. One of the all-time greats.
What's it like in a meeting with you and Mike McDaniel, Jim? What is it like when the two of you guys are sitting down? I'm fascinated by the fact that you hired him. I love the guy. He's hilarious, but he's brilliant. He's got a brain that operates one of one. What's it like when the two of you guys are talking ball?
Well, you hit the nail right in the head there. He's so intelligent. Book smart, football smart, all the smart, street smart. You name it. And the kind of the mirror reflection of that is Justin Herbert, the intelligence and football intelligence. It's such a great thing. And it's kind of, this is really true because people ask me, well, how smart are they, coach? And I go, I don't know. They're so smart that I don't know how smart they are, but I know one thing, it bodes really well for the Los Angeles Chargers. What's it like being around Mike? So he's just a great guy. He's hilarious. He's funny. The meetings that he has, I got my pen out. I'm writing things down because there's like a nugget of gold that comes out of every one of those interactions, whether him and I are talking on the field or in his office or mine or in the meetings. I mean, it's 2, 3, 4 a day. And he just does it in a way that, I like to listen to this guy talk. This man sure can talk, and I like what he's saying. He's got the keys to the offense, and we're all behind him.
What do you think he's going to unlock that hasn't been unlocked in your first 2 years with Justin? What do you think he might unlock?
Well, Justin is just he's really great, Rich. The unlock, I think it's just there's no sport like football when it takes, it's a team effort. So there's no one man band.
Right.
But, Justin, he's just great at everything. I think the way Mike sees the game, though, with, the time to hit a receiver is right out of the break. That's when they have the most separation. That's when they can get the most yards after catch, when they're, moving upfield, not necessarily back to the defense. Mm-hmm. And Justin's so accurate. Those two things are what I really felt, were connected and, something that just plays right into Justin's, skill set. Now, Justin's skill set is he's just elite at everything that he does. And, we all recognize that. I think anybody that knows football recognizes that. I think he's got the most arm talent. I think he's the most accurate. And to be in, Mike's system where it really big plays, yards after catch can be maximized by, making that timing of hitting the receiver right out of the break, with a guy that's that accurate, that's I think would be the number one thing that jumps out to me after watching this through training camp and the off season.
Love it. In the couple minutes I have left with you here, last time you were here, Jim, you said you woke up in the middle of the night. You thought, I have to get Justin Herbert to the Hall of Fame. What are you thinking now? When you wake up in the middle of the night, what are you thinking, Jim?
You remember that because it was, it was that, I was coming to your show.
Yeah, yeah. I was sitting right in this chair. You're like, yeah. I woke up and I think I got to get
Justin. I've woken up about four hours before your show. Yeah, I was just staring at the ceiling. And that hasn't changed. I just, I think when it's all said and done, yeah, I think he's the best I've ever seen, in person. And, I think when it's all said and done, I want him to be recognized for that, because I truly believe that's going to be the case. You know, that's going to be when he's done playing. And he's certainly well on that path. Nobody's thrown for more yards and in their first 6 years than Justin Herbert. And the thing we all want to do is win. And that's what I wake up thinking, for Justin and for everybody, all of us, Derwin James, Khalil Mack, Thule, Joe Alt, Ladd, so many guys, Dan Henley, so many guys that play with they just put their whole soul into it, Rich. So,
How many of those names were the captains? Did you just give me that list? I think there's some overlap.
There was definitely some.
Okay. All right. I got that.
John Slater.
Slater. Yeah. I kind of think
guys.
That's a C.
So many guys.
I had no idea Slater was spelled with a C. I had no idea. C-L-A-T-E-R. Great to see you, Coach. Always great to see you. I know that hand is from over your left shoulder. It's from McAfee. What's with the clock that doesn't move? Why is it 8:02? Oh, what is that one? That clock right there doesn't move over your.
That was a gift from Tom Karsotis, okay. Shinola, the great Shinola company.
All right, for you.
Out of Detroit, and really, really great friend of mine.
All right.
I need a new battery in there. Rich.
At 8:02, it was a special time for me, and it's frozen there. You just need a battery. I caught you.
Thank you.
The one time Jim Harbaugh needs a battery. Great to see you, man. Good to see you.
See you. Go Blue.
Go Blue to you. Go Blue to you, too. And thanks for the time. That's Jim Harbaugh. Sure. The eye of the best of the family. Great family. There goes Jim right there. I thought, 8:02 was his time.
Right. I don't know. I mean, maybe the time of kickoff or something.
Nope. Just
that's what I told Chris.
Can someone get Coach a couple of double A's, please? My gosh. I love that. Hey, man. McDaniel, as you know, we had Andrew Hawkins came on here, right? And was talking about how he got footwork down, right. and just these minute details crack things open. He's like, if they can time things out, and Herbert hits someone out of a break, I am taking Ladidi McConkey in every draft that I have from here on out.
I'm so mad.
Because that guy, if he gets a separation and Herbert's hitting him in an offense that is now attuned to that.
Yeah, he gone.
See ya.
Well, you saw it in the last preseason game. Quentin Johnson, 65-yard touchdown.
Okay. That'll wrap it up for this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We'll see everybody on a very special Wednesday. We'll detail on Disney Plus after this.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast. This episode is brought to you by State Farm. No two football players are exactly alike, and the same is true off the field. That's why State Farm gets to know you, so they can help personalize coverage for your life and budget. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.